Delaware Avenue was closed downtown for several blocks around Trinity Episcopal Church for Peretti's funeral. The sheriff's Air One helicopter provided an escort overhead for the cortege, and dozens of officers and an honor guard stood at attention for the arrival of the flag-draped casket. Hundreds of police officers, first responders, and loved ones filled the church. Mayor Byron Brown was among several speakers during the service. Afterwards, the mayor said,
"I was honored to speak on behalf of the people of Buffalo and Western New York to pay my respects for someone who essentially was a hero, who served this community well and gave their life and service to this community."
With limited seating in the church, hundreds of other officers watched the service on monitors at the Adams Mark Hotel. Speaking to reporters, Buffalo Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda said, "What happened to Peretti highlights the fact being a police officer is a dangerous job.
Each and every day the officers go out answering routine calls, and routine calls sometimes turn into tragedies like we've seen with Officer Peretti. Our officers and officers throughout the nation put their lives on the line each and every day for the citizens and the communities they served, and it was a very difficult situation."
Mayor Brown said since the horrible incident, people all around the city would ask him how Peretti was doing, and they'd pass along their well wishes.
She certainly will be remembered as someone that touched people and brought people together.
Peretti's death has been ruled a homicide, but District Attorney Frank Sedita has yet to decide whether he'll charge Varner Harris. He's serving 30 years to life for the shooting, which also severely injured Peretti's partner, Officer Carl Andalina. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.